Sure, that's what you want to do.
We're recording now. Hey everybody, Asher Rivers here, and welcome to one of my newest readings. Now, I haven't gotten to do one of these in a while because of the two stories I've been working on, and I've got a whole bunch of other crap I'm working on right now. But joining me today is Lotus Moon. Say hi.
Hey everyone.
Yes, that is Lotus Moon. I'm sorry if I said your name wrong.
No, you didn't. It's fine.
Okay. So, we're doing a reading today. It's called Hit Me Anon. Sorry, the name's really small. By
Flutter Priest.
I can't read it. I'm going to write this up. There we go. Flutter Priest. Sorry if I said that one wrong, too.
I think you said it right.
So, we didn't script any of this.
No, because that's the most fun.
Yeah, I know. Just going by what you know. In fact, I don't script a lot of what I say. Like, if you watch any video of mine, maybe besides one of my other readings, I didn't script absolutely anything.
I think that's
normal. Which is probably
normal.
Why my channel is just full of crap.
I think that's normal.
Right. I can see it being that way. I just don't write anything because I've always got other crap I'm doing outside of my computer. And I'm going to be going back to work here very soon, so I've had to get a lot of things done that I really don't want to, but it has to be done. And I guess we'll get started. God, I should have scripted something for this.
I think it's fine.
Okay. So, without further ado, let's get started. Also, I probably should say that whenever I read something, I end up putting it through the editor because I got kind of a stutter. So I usually put it through my editor and then I just edit out my stutter and then that's what happens. That's why I don't post so many readings, is because it takes forever for me to cut out my stutter.
I think it's fine.
It's worth a shot.
Leaving it out,
right,
leaving it as it is.
Hit me, baby, one more time. You sit at the booth in Sugar Cube Corner and sip a mug of coffee. It's your first one. You probably should cut back, but whatever. You don't have a problem. You could quit whenever you want. You have permission, not you. Sorry, it's the fourth wall humor. A bit too much right now. Shit, stressful, man. And when a story is calling you out for crippling caffeine addiction, you kind of feel a bit attacked. It's all good, fam. Here's a hug. Like a story hug. Or a webcam high five. That's cool. We good. Anyway, ignoring that train wreck of a second paragraph, you drink your black tar heat coffee and sigh to yourself. She's fucking late again, you mutter to yourself. You probably shouldn't be surprised. You've known Lyra Heartstring for 2 to 3 years now. Depending on how you feel on a given day, she's being late for obvious reasons. It got to your point where you began to tell her the wrong time to get things, in hopes that her act of lateness would then become moderate. This is why I gotta cut out my stutter.
It's
moderately
funny.
On time. Sadly, she's crafty and forgets what time to show up to the things. So she asks somebody else what time she should be there, as it's polite for a forgetful pony to do so. And it's late around that time.
Ew.
Then sure enough, as you glance out the window of the calf, you see her trotting down the road. She's blunt to find the cold in coats, scarves, and hats with a little poof on the top. Otherwise, they'd call that a beanie. You know those stupid hats that are really cheap and really warm? With a stupid little dongly do on the top? Like you rip it out, and the entire ball and the entire hat falls apart, and you got a new damn hat. Fuck hats.
That's never happened to me when I've got hats like that. Oh wait, because I don't rip it off, I cut it off.
Never happens to me either. I mean, I have a huge collection of beanies at home, and half of them have those little puff balls on top of them. Anyway, but hey, the hair hurts your face here, so you're hardly one to blame, especially as the only color with enough material to make a human-sized winter coat is pink. Oh well, nobody gives a shit for it, so check it out. You watch as she walks up the door, puts a hoof against it, and slams her body into the door.
Oh, Pinky's in this. Also, to anyone who's gone through this, I think it's normal. It's a pool!
Pinky yells from behind the counter. Shocking, friendly make cookies. Lyra looks at the door carefully, then pushes it with her hooves.
It's a fucking pool, you dumb shit! Wow, Pinky cursing. I can't.
Lyra blinks, then pulls the door open easily.
Oh. Wait.
She mumbles.
Wait.
A blush creeps on her face as she steps into the small calf. A rosy blush covers her face as she searches for where she heard your voice. You give a casual wave to your non-coffee-cupped hand. If you wave the coffee cup around,
you
make another mess.
Fucking demon!
And what?
Not
the fun kind at the time.
You demon! Ow!
What's going on over there?
I was holding my cat. He did not appreciate me rubbing his tail for 2 seconds.
Why is it that all of a sudden cats love a person to death and next person, they want to chow their eyes out?
Because my cat is evil. I swear he might be Satan.
Satan in the form of a cat. Nothing like having Satan for a cat. Anyway, you're back up. If you're ready for it.
Sorry. Hey!
She says, trotting up the table.
Sorry I'm late. I was volunteering at the hospital, and this pony had a severe ass blockage. What the heck is that?
I don't know. Why would I know what it is? I just read the papers. I don't question it. I've stopped asking questions about fanfics a long time ago.
I should learn to stop doing that too. Anyway. So we had to feed him pudding and manually remove the blockage.
Oh, God.
Actually, this reminds me of another story that I read a long time ago. Anyway, there was a lot of pressure on my hooves to do it right.
Okay, first, you say you're trying to cut her off from saying other stupid fucking words. You don't have to explain why you're late. Next, you don't have to lie to me. We both know you haven't been in the hospital since you choked out that glass of water. Since you choked on that glass of water. How do you choke on water?
It's not that hard, actually.
I mean, like, I've choked on other things, but I never really thought you could actually choke on water. I mean, like, your body is, like, 75% water.
If it goes down the wrong tube, it's quite possible to choke. Well, how was I supposed to... Oh, God.
I'm trying not to laugh over here.
Well, how was I supposed to know the glass was crunchy?
Why would you... Now I understand. Did she chew on the glass?
Like you said, don't question it.
I gotta start listening to myself more often. You blink, then look towards Pinky, as if she would help you out here. However, since you and Pinky aren't close friends, she basically gives you this, what did I do something look? Go figure that you aren't imitate diehard friends with all the celebrities of Equestria. Lyra sits down, and you can't help but break the fourth wall one more time. Lyra?
Yeah?
Okay, just being sure. What? Who else would I be?
Oh, no, that's me. Yeah, who else would I be?
Oh my god.
It's not the first
this
time.
This is what happens when you record a video live. You can't make any edits.
No, it's but fine. It's fine because it's like fun, and most of the time it's
less work.
Well, it's not just less work, it's also just a lot more free spirited too.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is like one of the first times I've actually like recorded an episode with someone else live. Usually I just have like files sent to me over Discord, and I just put it through my editor there. And it's a longer process, and I don't get to have as much fun, but the final project comes out, like, really crystal clear. Sounds exactly like the way I pictured it. I feel like we get off topic, like, every single paragraph.
But that's what makes it so much fun!
I know,
it's spontaneous!
It's so much fun! Oh, man. I just got over cold. Anyway. You blink, she blinks. A pony off the distance blinks, knowingly. A shiver runs up your spine. Anyway, you ask me to beat her. You here. And you're an hour late, so what do you want? Hmm? You ask. That was like the biggest delay ever. Lila takes off her dorky hat and gives you a pouty lip. Her ears are frosted at the tips with a droop low.
You sound like you're angry.
You're an hour late. I don't like when you are late to things.
Do you have absolutely anything else to do with your life?
She asks pointedly. First of all, how dare you? You replied flatterly. Second, I couldn't be taking a massive shit. This sort of exchange wasn't unusual for you and Lyra. You could almost say that it was cornerstone of your relationship with her. Friendship, whatever, you're friends. This sort of... I just read that. That said, if she was like, hey, let's bone, you probably already have came on the floor, like that last time with Pinky. Fun times.
Oh!
I know that's what...
What?
That is gross. Anyway, I know what that's like. Same.
Oh, wait, that's me.
I said it. Oh, my God.
This is so much fun. I know what that's like. Same.
She says.
So, anyway, brass tacks. I want you to hit me.
Stutter. Penis activated. Request do not complete. Boner unleashed as... what is that? Precaution. Okay, what? You ask.
I want you to hit me. Like, really beat the shit. Isn't that domestic abuse?
That does sound like abuse.
Well, we know Lyra's into humans, as she has a fascination with hands, so...
That one's just obvious. I mean, like, let's say if you were to, like an inventor in Equestria and he invented hands, I'm sure Lyra would buy every single model. She might as well just switch bodies with a dragon.
I don't think the experience would be the same.
It'd be cool if they could, though.
Sure. Anyway, like, really beat the shit out of me.
You blink. Wait. Okay, so, like, if we're going to do that thing where I get really turned on, and then she's some big twist that makes me uncomfortable, and you say some sort of pun, then I'm fucking out. Because this is borderlining on making a joke on that domestic abuse thing. There we go. Domestic abuse thing that I'm not all about. I'm not about that.
Can you calm your dick for like 8 seconds? Why?
Why did you pick this one? 7 seconds.
It looked funny.
It looked funny. Did you even read it before we started this?
Yes, but the Wi-Fi connection wasn't that good, so, like, only half the story loaded.
Oh my god. This stuff is, like, in, like, we're, like, midway through the story, and it's, like, this stuff, like, started, like, maybe one paragraph into the story. Why do you think I put those suggestions up on Discord? Didn't expect all this. I mean, like, I briefly read the story, and then I just decided, hey, this is what you wanted, let's go for it. Anyway,
I'm sure it gets redeemed in the end. Hopefully.
Let's hope. Deal, okay? So I want you to approach me in an alley and try to beat me up. Oh my god, I did it again!
Deal. Okay, so I want you to approach me in an alley and try to beat me up. And the fact that she's requesting it just raises a lot of alarm bells.
I don't even listen. I have not even, like, actually, like, read this stuff. So this is, I'm fringing behind my microphone.
Don't worry. Anyway. I'll put a disclaimer in the video.
Okay. You remain silent. Staring up at your friend.
And, like, really,
Shouldn't that be staring down? Man, Anon must be really small.
And, like, really, really try to make it convincing. Is he trying to convince everyone that someone beat the heck out of her? If he's the only human in Equestria, everyone's gonna know it's him.
Of course, he's like the only human in Equestria. Anyway, do I have to ask?
Ask what?
No, that's... I'm reading it. Do I have to ask?
And the next line was, ask what?
I know, you just didn't sound like Lyra for a second there. That's better. This is. And it's so cold out here, the tears of God, my eyes are freezing to my face. Ow.
Maybe you should put a blanket around you.
I have one around me. Here, just get it. Blanket. Okay, that's better. I put my gloves on. Why, you bellow?
Oh. Right, that makes sense.
She whispers. Why do you want me to do something like that? It seems so scummy, you ask.
I've been taking self-defense courses, and I want to make sure it's paying off. Really, that's it?
Shit. So basically, Anon is trying. Lyra wants Anon to meet her in an alleyway, just so she could end up beating him up.
Well, eventually you do have to test your self-defense skills, though I think it would be safer to test it in a classroom.
If it didn't break someone's nose. Okay. A quiet silence fell between you two. You two as Lyra, unusually confident, and Lightheart's glare sours. Not quite sours. More like a faded. God damn, I stutter. Her eyes move downward towards the table. Her hooves folded on the table. Her posture crumbles.
Something happened a few months ago. Oh, now we get to the bottom of it.
She whispers. Oh, shit. You whisper. Estelle, and suddenly, you feel like an asshole.
I was in Canterlot for a quick trip to see a friend, and, well, I was cornered. I yelled fire, and some ponies scared the stallion off, but still. Now I see why.
Yeah, I get it now.
Jeez, I didn't think Equestria could get that dark. Well,
yeah. Well, you've seen some of the creepypastas that they've made. That people have made. When I first read Cupcakes, I didn't read it. I listened to it because I was too lazy at the time. But, that one was, actually one that I actually found scary. I watch a ton of scary movies. In fact, yesterday I got back from seeing The Possession of Hannah Grace, and that one, it wasn't that scary to me because I've watched a lot of scary movies, but that one was definitely better than some of the old ones I've seen. Not trying to diss off Halloween or Friday the 13th. Those are, the classics. Can't beat them.
I listened to Cupcakes and Rainbow Factory. I found them relaxing.
Yeah, Rainbow Factory. I'm actually working on a comic dub with Dark Knight Princess and a few other people. We're doing a comic dub together.
I found those stories relaxing.
Really? I'm relaxing. I'm actually working on a story right now, Until the Sun Shines. It's all OCs, so I don't know really if it's that related to the fandom, but it's in the same universe, so I just assumed and just call it fan fiction. That one I'm really excited to get going. And now I totally lost track of where I was. I feel like we've been in conversation a lot in this story. Anyway,
Hey.
Alright. Hey, you say, reaching out a hand and placing it on her hooves. You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to. A smile briefly creeps onto her lips, then faces.
It just...
she mutters.
Isn't really hard to be alone outside. I wait to walk by other ponies when I can. I sprint down a few streets and I'm alone. And I'll get home in a full-blown sweat just because I...
Lyra closed her eyes and measured her words carefully. She opened her mouth and closed it once more.
I want to prove to myself that I'm stronger than this. Will you help me, Anon?
You smile and squeeze her hooves. Of course, you murmur. Moving on to the next page. Fuck, you have no idea how to fight. Your plan was simple. Follow Lyra all day to catch her a time when she least expected. Then spring and try to pin her down. If she says, at any time.
A non-stop.
Then that's it. It's over. Then you can give her a big hug by her pizza and watch horror movies all night. That's basically a weird BSDM scene.
Wouldn't it be like a hay and oats pizza or something? Because they can't eat meat.
I don't really know all these, terms, because I don't listen to this stuff. So, I'm just going with what the paper says. But now it's your time. You've covered your face in pantyhose because it makes you feel like a criminal. Don't they wear black beanies, really low on their faces?
Well, yeah. And sometimes they wear pantyhose.
Well, you're very flexible. You're also wearing... again, you're also wearing pantyhose because... Fuck your gender norms. Lyra holds a bag of trash aloft with her golden magic as she moves it and tosses it into the dumpster. You center yourself. Let's do this, you murmur. You charge down the alleyways, screaming at the top of your lungs. The war cry of your people. Oh my god, this is just... What is he thinking? It all comes out as a caffeine-deprived shiggles across between a hiccup and a burp. What the? This is just...
Ugh. Wasn't the point of this to get the element of surprise?
I guess. I mean... But drawn out over the course of a dozen of seconds, Lyra gasps and turns around. You see a moment of fear in her eyes. Then the trash drops out of her horn, but her horn keeps glowing. At this moment, you realize the major disadvantage of fighting a unicorn. You have no magic.
That was mistake number two, aside from the fact that you don't know how to fight.
You could see that coming like a mile away. You feel your legs hoist into the air. Your whole torso swings through the air, and then you're slammed into the ground. The same war cry moves up one whole octave as it turns into a pained screech. It sounds basically the same. Then you're picked up once more and slammed again. The muscles in your body crack, and your bones bruise. Yeah, that's right. Your whole body was on fire. With painful waves of being slammed into the fucking ground. Lyra! Lyra! You slammed into the ground again.
I'm sorry. This... Was she taking a self-defense class to fight with her hooves or her magic? Because now it just seems like she's in survival mode. All that training went out the window.
Don't you think it would be more smart if she would have fight another pony? Because there's only one human in Equestria, and fighting Anon is, like, way different than fighting, like, another pony, especially, like, maybe even a unicorn.
Well, yes, true, but, like I said, first mistake, you don't know how to fight. Second mistake, she's a unicorn, so she can easily just grab you with her magic. Third mistake, you didn't count on the fact that she might completely blank out and go into panic survivor mode and just slam you around like a bag of potatoes.
Alright, well, you're up.
Die, criminal scum!
Lyra screams. Lyra, it's Anon! Stop, please! Alright. Your face collides with the dumpster, and you feel your whole body drop onto the ground. You groan, feeling your whole world shatter around you. Your breath comes out in rippled gasps as you cooper the taste as a copper taste fills your throat. Oh god, I've tasted blood before. I was at the dentist. It tastes nasty.
Ah, oh, man. Fourth mistake, which should have been number two, you covered your face. Jeez. I think you may need to go to Ponyville General.
Well, then. That was wonderful, Miss Heartstrings, says an unfamiliar voice. You blink. You painfully roll to your side to see a different That was a mare talking.
Oh, really? Whoops.
That's what it says.
Wow.
Standing in the alley.
You really think so?
Lyra asks.
It wasn't too much? Not at all. Well, happily lower the rates on your horn insurance.
What? Why is that a thing?
Don't ask me.
Why would that be a thing? Who has horn insurance? It's a limb. It grows back if it breaks. I hope.
Are we sure about that? Because Tempest has a broken horn and it hasn't grown back.
Well, yeah, and the... Well, if Tempest broke her horn, then it probably would have grown back. I don't know if horns grow back if they break off.
Well, we did see in, I think, one episode, Rarity or Twilight getting their horn filed. So maybe it does grow. It's just probably Tempest as a child got hers broken off at the root, so that probably stunted the growth.
Well, yeah, I guess I can say that. If something happens to you when you're really young, the odds of it, like, healing might not be as great as if they're an adult.
True.
Anyway, keep going.
Awesome!
What? You ask?
Oh! Wait!
Lyra says to you with a bashful smile.
I lied. And made you feel bad for me so I could save bits on horn insurance?
What the fuck? Horn insurance? That's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, yes.
The mayor, who wears a business suit and is handing Lyra a small stack of papers.
Whenever a unicorn performs a spell, there's a chance, a good chance, the spell could go horribly wrong. So for that, we have horn insurance. Lyra has...
A little more sense.
Well, yeah, in this case it does, but it kind of feels bad now. You could have died. Lyra has been with our rival company for years, but... We have quite the deal for her after this wonderful display of skills. I'm done.
What? You mutter. Who are you?
My name is Flo Rider. Oh, come on!
What happened? Stopped.
Flo Rider. Flo from... Progressive Insurance.
Oh my god, I can only see it now.
Come on!
Oh my god. That is just the funniest thing ever. You get it now. Flow Rider. Flow Rider. Oh, I'm dying.
My name is Flo Rider.
Right here on my microphone.
From the General Unicorn's Youth Contract Organization. What? G-U-Y-C. I'm not going to try that. And this sale will make me Employee of the Month. Really?
You try to stand up, but your arm is definitely broken. Okay, now where's the health insurance and all this?
Where's Celestia and all this?
That's exactly what I said when I watched Smile. She never does anything. Just sits around and eat cake all day.
Sorry, Anon.
Lyra says, seeing the papers and holding them back to Flo.
But I had to do it.
But Lyra, you ask, why? Oh my god. Lyra moves towards you and sits down. She sighs and shakes her head.
It was so hard to make ends meet, and I know that if I save 15% or more on horn insurance, my sweetheart is back
now. By switching to gay girl! What in the... I'm a progressive thing to a guy girl thing.
I told you it got redeemed in the end. I just didn't think it would get redeemed like this.
Geico. That's not how you spell Geico. I accidentally said it Geico.
Geico, saving you hundreds or more on horn insurance.
Don't be mad, get glad is in the author's note.
Please upvote if mad. I can't get mad at this. I can't.
I can't. There are no other pages to this story, am I right?
No. No.
It wasn't a club pick, and I'm sorry for doubting it. That was just the funniest ending ever.
I mean, I figured it couldn't be a fetish fic. Although, the end result, although very funny, is
and
so much...
And my darkest dreams. Never heard of it. Guessing insurance-based company in the U.S.
Oh my god. I can't.
There's a lot of mean comments on here.
There are, but...
That is a funny ending right there.
You cannot get mad at this.
Geico. I don't like when you say 15% or more about switching to Geico.
But
I mean,
but
Geico,
you're saving on...
Minutes, go ahead and save you 15% or more on car insurance.
More like horn insurance. But wait...
Or horn insurance. But where's the health insurance in all this?
Yeah, where's the health insurance for
the
human?
It's like dying on the ground and Lyra's over there just trying to make a few extra bids.
But,
or staying on horn insurance.
But where's also, like, I don't know, the insurance for Earth Pony and Pegasi?
Okay, but still, I wasn't expecting that ending. Actually, for how many mean comments there are in this, there's a lot of, this has way more likes than dislikes. It's gotta be that ending. That ending just pulls it all together.
Oh, and to think I was gonna age restrict this.
No need to. Also, I like how, on the picture of Lyra, there's a hand mark right on her rear.
Yeah, that's probably why I was gonna age restrict the picture.
That's, and then, in the caption, it says, Lyra wants me to hit her. It's weird. Like, really weird. Is this a sex thing? And then, like, when I read that, I thought it was like, oh, this is probably gonna be a clop fic. And I promised myself I would never record clop fics. And I read through it, and I didn't read the ending, though. And I just kind of read it, and I thought, like, this would be good for, like, two people to make. So that's why I really went with it. The two other stories that I put out there, those were more like, just read-alongs. This isn't, like, a second-person thing. Those are, like, really good for, like, read-alongs, the second-person ones. And this was actually posted yesterday, published the 12th of 2018.
Well, there was another story I was gonna pick, but, yeah, it was a lot worse.
It was a lot worse?
Yeah.
Well, I'm up for it if you really want to do it, but I should probably end this here soon. This is a long video.
Let's just say
anyway.
The other story was Cadence and Shining.
Oh.
Testing to see if their daughter is immortal.
Is immortal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought Flareheart was actually an alicorn. I mean, like her mom was turned into an alicorn, and Shining Armor is a unicorn, so I really thought Flareheart wasn't actually an alicorn. Just using a Punnett square, just doing the math, she's just either Pegasus with... Odds are she's probably just a unicorn. A unicorn with wings. I never really thought she was an alicorn.
She's a natural-born alicorn. If we take out Celestia and Luna, she's the first.
Yeah. Actually, How would Celestia and Luna be born alicorns? When Flareheart was born, they said the birth of an alicorn is something Equestria has never witnessed. It is beyond even our acknowledgement. That kind of gives it away that Celestia and Luna aren't actually born alicorn.
They might have been? You never know, because, you know, Yeah, the main thing going around is that Lauren Faust is actually their mother, so... And her OC is an alicorn, too, so...
Yep. I also can't believe that MLP is going to be ending soon.
Yeah, that's something I'm not looking
forward to. Only going to make it to 9 seasons. And at least they got a movie out of it.
9 seasons, a movie, let's see, 4 alternate movies, possibly going on 5, maybe not.
I'd really like to see, like, a movie dedicated to the Pillars. I'd really like to see something like that.
Actually, that might be good, given what we got from them, for what we got already. Why couldn't there be, like, at least a bit of a special just made for them? At least seeing how they met.
Well, I mean, Stygian's the one who brought them together.
Yes, but wouldn't it be interesting if that special or that movie focused on how he met them? Like, if he met them
that
individually.
That would be cool, too. And also, I'd also like to see it, like, in the Equestria kind of style. I'd like to see that, too.
Actually, for Equestria Girls, I think I saw something.
I actually have a picture. I actually drew it. In my own style, I can send it to you after we're done with this.
Yay! I think I saw something at one of the last Brony conventions that they,
Shut up, Carr!
That they did something. There should be a special coming out where the Equestria Girl counterparts of the main 6 get somehow sent to Equestria or probably fall into Equestria.
They could make something out of that.
Yeah, I saw it was like a teaser trailer or something, but nothing more has come out of it since that.
Well, I've only seen one of the Equestria Girls movies. I don't really watch MLP that much. I mostly just build off the fandom. Like I've seen like a lot of like the main episodes, and I've watched a decent amount of episodes, but I haven't actually watched the movie or any of the one of the Equestria Girls movies. That's pretty much all I've seen.
Yeah, you're right. We should end it here because it's getting
pretty long. Anyway, thank you everybody for watching this video. Sorry it turned out to be more of like a live stream than a video, rather than a read-along. And thank you, Miss Moon, for joining me. Anything you want to say?
It was my pleasure. I miss doing videos like these.
We can do another one anytime you want.
Sure.
Except on Saturdays, because I have work and I go skiing on Saturdays.
Oh, it's
any
fine.
Day
it's fine.
Alright, well, thank you everybody for watching this video. If you liked it, please send a comment in the description or leave a like on the video. It helps a lot. And anyway, stay breezy. Goodbye, everypony.
Bye!